everyone. And for this episode, we have the social media manager of Globe Telecoms, Mr. Koy Caballes. Hi, Koy.
Hello, good afternoon.
Koy, I noticed that Globe Telecoms is very active in using social media to reach out to their employees, yes, customers, and even prospects for that matter. How did it all start?
I think companies nowadays are changing their strategies in communicating their message, mm-hmm, or their brand to their customers, mm-hmm, and to prospect partners. Kasi dati, in the past, it's always been a broadcast model.
Yes.
So it's a one-to-many, mm-hmm, communications. So today, with social media, companies are already realizing that it's already a many-to-many broadcast, meaning it's all word of mouth, mm-hmm, using our social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, and other channels that they can use online.
A lot of the companies, when they want to explore embracing social media, mm-hmm, they immediately get scared. What if yung customers sila, awayin sila, mm-hmm, or prospects expressing disappointment or problems. Mm-hmm. So, or even employees, no, expressing their concerns about the company using social media or blogs. So, how do you go about it? What can you say are key learnings in terms of using social media to reach out in these three segments? Maybe we can start first with customers.
Okay. With customers, I think I can understand companies that are very they're very scared of, mm-hmm, putting everything out there. Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of sensitive information that could come out in just one click. Mm-hmm. People can know what you do or things that you don't want people to know. So I think for companies, they should just be ready or prepared, and they should parang create a framework of their own so that social media can work for them. So for example, they should have their social media strategy by the start of the year so that they'll know what channels or what social media networks are relevant to them. So for example, if you think you want engagement and you want to spark conversations with your consumers, then you should start a Facebook fan page,
okay,
because that's one of the main channels where you can talk to your consumers directly.
How many consumer signups na meron si Globe sa Facebook?
On Facebook, our main Globe Telecom page has around 400,000 fans.
Okay.
And our Twitter account has around 40,000 followers.
Okay.
So for customers, you just have to be prepared, mm-hmm, and have a plan so that you'll be prepared. So for example, you should have the people, okay, to manage social media. Kasi if mag-isa ka lang, handling all of the communications, it will really be challenging for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're expecting inquiries from your consumers, especially na malami ka ng fans or malaki na yung network mo, then you should hire people who would answer 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And give responses to these people.
What is the ideal ratio? How many people would you need? Like in this case, when do you decide that you need more? When can you start with one person?
Mm-hmm.
And when do you decide that, okay, I think I need to hire one more or two more?
Okay. Actually, it depends.
Mm-hmm.
For example, for starting or for small businesses, maybe one social media person or maybe the owner can do his own social media updates or maybe answering questions. But if you're a big company and then you have international and national services, I think you should have a web team to answer all of these inquiries. For example, maybe a team of 10 to 15 para and for your brand to be coherent and maybe consistent with your messaging, siguro meron lang kayong shifts, siguro afternoon, this group of people will answer, and then sa morning, ito naman yung sasagot.
Mm-hmm.
Pero you should have this list of things that would guide you how to answer.
Mm-hmm.
So para consistent yung voice mo, hindi magbabago yung image ng brand online.
If a company decides, okay, gagawa ako ng department, I'm gonna hire 10 to 15 people, how do I know whether I'm getting the return that I desire? Is it measured based on, like, for instance, if you do customer service through the phone, now you do it through the internet, through social networks, do you directly quantify with that? Or if it's for sales or lead generation, how do you connect to it? Is it parang tie-in based on the sign-ups sa website? Ano yung indicators that you can use to say na it's really worth the investment and there are many ways for you to measure it?
Okay. Actually, today, it's really hard to get or to measure the ROI for these kind of executions for social media. Kasi it's in its infancy pa lang. So, pero I think personally, what it adds value to you. For example, since you're answering or you're giving responses to your customers through online, tapos siguro bumababa yung hotline
calls
mo, hotline inquiries, and then bababa, siguro in the long run, bababa rin yung operational expenses when all of, para mas efficient na siya if you get to operationalize everything in digital. And for ano naman, for sales and for leads, I think that's much easier to compute. Kasi kunyari may portal ka and then you have this parang button where you ask them to join now or sign up now. It's easier kasi parang you just measure the number of clicks, the number of complete transactions. Yun, mami-measure mo na yung ROI mo dun.
And so far, are you happy with the results that you're getting so far?
Yes, I think we're getting good naman. Good in good returns of our investment.
Koy, as a last point, how would you differentiate social media? How is it evolving for the past 2 years? And how optimistic are you this year? What are the new things that you would likely implement based on the trends that you've seen in the past 2 years?
Okay. I think for the past 2 years, it has really exploded, and it's bigger. It's way bigger than before. Kasi 2 years ago, I think the more yung mga pinaka may ingay dati are the vloggers.
Okay.
Sila talaga yung dominant online. And what you see, na yung mga nag-share ng information lang online about themselves, usually yung mga vloggers talaga yung merong mga sites and blogs of their own. Pero ngayon, when Friendster and Facebook came, talagang it's the norm na lang. It's the norm na you're sharing what you're eating right now, where you are through Foursquare, and what you're doing, and you share everything online, your documents, within your offices. So, I think what I'm excited na lang this year, kasi halos lahat yata nangyari na in 2010 with Facebook.
What and I'm, halos lahat din yata, tinry na natin.
Oh. What I'm excited is location-based marketing.
Okay.
Kasi I think here in the Philippines, Foursquare or maybe Facebook Places, if mag-start na siya dito, hindi pa siya ganun na-explode dito sa Philippines. Na parang wala pang masyadong companies that is tapping this type of marketing, location-based. For example, if you check in this establishment, i-recognize ka ba ng owner na you're parang an advocate of their brand? So, yun yung gusto ko pang i-explore this year.
But I noticed when I check into Foursquare or Gowalla, I now see, especially in the Rockwell area, I now see Globe Promotions also popping up.
So what we did kasi last year, we integrated our loyalty program with the tips of Foursquare. So for example, you go to Rockwell, and then one of our partners' shops is in there. Parang we'll tell you na, hey, please check out this store. You can get a special... you can get a special benefit from or a special freebie from there if you're from Globe. So parang yun na yung if you're a Globe user, you can use our loyalty program to the Foursquare.
So you're excited this year in a sense that you're hoping that more companies will really adopt location-based services and integrate it with their loyalty marketing programs. Okay. So I guess that's where most companies are going to look into this year, and we'll see more developments from your end there.
Yes.
But how about you, Koy? Personally, being social media savvy, what's your favorite social media platform?
I think it's cliche na. Syempre, it's Facebook pa rin. Since everything is in there, and then you get to get updated from your friends and your family, and then you can do work there too kasi nandun yung fan page mo. So it's all in that single space.
What's your favorite campaign na either you handled yourself or na witness mo na talagang until now when people talk to you about what's the best campaign you've seen, it really stands out for you?
The best campaign for me so far is what we did with Foursquare.
Okay.
Kasi ano eh, hindi lang siya one time, big time. Parang you do it and then parang it transcends time pa rin na kahit 5 years na or 10 years, you still see the effect of what you have populated in Foursquare. Kasi hindi naman nagbabago yung places. You can only improve and upgrade it.
And we're assuming, of course, that these platforms will last for a long time, no?
Yes, pero we don't know pa rin, diba?
Pero saka, I think, medyo exciting siya kasi parang daily ang monitoring mo, no? At nitinan mo kung ano yung magiging effect niya, no? Okay, so I hope we will hear more about developments in the location-based services from you soon. So thank you very much, Koy. Thank you, everyone.